Zen Callahan and Wyatt Sanders back deep. And with the voice of Nowata Ironman football and rumored to be Donald Trump's running mate, my friend and partner in crime, Adam Hooper.
I don't know about that. Here is the kick, and the 2015 season is underway. And the ball is loose, and it will be covered up at about the 20-yard line. There to cover it up there was Archie Agnew. So that is where the Ironman will begin play.
And oddly enough, Archie originally called for a fair catch on that, but it got away from him, and Zen Callahan and also Wyatt Sanders there to make sure that he fell on the ball. First and 10 Ironman at their own 20-yard line, 80 yards between them and pay dirt as Cody Smith leads them out for the first time in the 2015 season.
So here we go, Cody Smith under center, first and 10, and the lone set back is going to be Terrell Collins. And a shotgun formation now for Cody Smith. Man in motion, handoff is to Terrell Collins. Gets a big hole to the 25, down to the 27-yard line. So a nice 7-yard gain there by Collins.
You know, that's what we saw a lot of from him last year. He's just got that big frame, and he drives those legs. He's hard to bring down. Looks like Bodie Van for the Wolverines finally put the finishing touches on him, but that's he's the third level. He's a safety, so that's always good to see when you can make 7 yards on first down.
Second down and three, ball at the 27-yard line. Again, a shotgun formation for Cody Smith, two wide receivers to the right. And it's going to be a quarterback keeper. Smith runs to the middle, spins around to the 35, down at the 37-yard line. And that is enough for an Ironman first down.
And an 8-yard run for Cody Smith. That's a great way to overcome confidence problems and get his feet firmly planted on the ground. Let him run it. Let him take a hit and pick up a Nowata Ironman first down.
Ethan Foster now comes into the game for Nowata as they'll spot the ball at the 38-yard line. So a gain of 11 officially for Cody Smith. A receiver on the left side, first and 10 from the 38-yard line. Again, Terrell Collins along with Cody Smith in a shotgun formation. Smith now goes back to pass, dumps it, and it's caught at the 45 to the 50. And that's where he's down to the 50-yard line, and that is going to be Wyatt Sanders there on the screen pass. And again, enough for an Ironman first down.
And just like you said, just a little dump off to the H-back, and Sanders picks up 12 yards. Cody Smith has completed his first run, his first pass, both of them for first downs, and the Ironman moving the ball well. They're at midfield to start.
10:50 to go in the first quarter. No score between Nowata and Vian on 0 week of high school football. Three wide receivers this time, two on the right, one on the left. Smith now in the shotgun formation. All right, Foster's in motion, actually Sanders in motion, but it's going to be Cody Smith keeps it to the 50, scampers at about the 46-yard line into Vian territory. It looks like there for the stop is going to be Buddy Van.
Yeah, I tell you what, that was the read option that you hear so much about in this spread formation. Just faked a little jet reverse coming around from right to left to Wyatt Sanders. And Cody saw the linebacker go with Wyatt. He'd elected to cut it up. Made a nice 4-yard gain out of it.
Second down and six. Ball at the 46-yard line. Two wide receivers, one on each side. Again, a shotgun formation. Sanders in motion. They'll pitch it to Sanders. Close to the right to the 30. Actually, to the 45, crosses to the 41-yard line, about a yard short of the first down. But again, a nice strong run there by Wyatt Sanders.
Got a good block over here by Jeremy Hughes, the 6'2", 245 senior, and he was over here clearing the way on the first carry of the season for Wyatt Sanders. Ethan Foster checks in with the play from the Nowata sidelines.
And Foster will line up to the left side along with Wyatt Sanders. Now it's third and short from the 41-yard line. And a shotgun formation again for Cody Smith. And they're going to hand it off to Collins. Runs to the middle to the 40. Down at the 35-yard line. Enough for an Ironman first down. And there along with the tackle was River Simon.
And Simon had to get around. I couldn't see who. Oh, it was Jackson Straw leading the way there. And, I mean, Collins just put his left hand in the middle of Straw's back, and Straw led him into first down territory, and the Ironman had the ball nestled snugly at the Wolverine 35. Nice drive, Adam.
This will be the seventh play of the drive for Nowata, which started from their own 20-yard line. They're off to a good start. Under 9 minutes to go in the first quarter. No score between Nowata and Vian. This time the Ironmen will have three wide receivers. Actually now four wide receivers.
Timeout.
But a little confusion for Nowata. They'll call a timeout. Timeout Ironmen with 8:47 to go in the first quarter. No score between Nowata and Vianne. Again, a big thanks to our sponsors here tonight. Bartlesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Truck, Tri-County Technology Center, Regent Bank, Green Country Medical, Jane Phillips of Nowata, Arvest Bank of Nowata, Nowata Can, and Rocky Top Energy.
Speaking of some new faces, it sounds like we've got some new faces on our sponsor list. That's always appreciated by the radio station, but also by the fans who follow Ironman football and can't get to the games, that they put money up so we can do this broadcast every week.
And if you go by those businesses, tell them thank you for sponsoring Nowata Ironman football and basketball this season.
And I'm sure my wife would say, tell them thank you for getting Tim out of the house for Friday nights every week.
I think she tells me that.
I know she does.
So Nowata, after the timeout, will have the ball from Vianne's 35-yard line. Four wide receivers, two on each end. The lone setback is Cody Smith. Smith has it. He's being pressured, and the pass is caught after being tipped around by a couple of players, and he's still on his feet down the 30-yard line. But what a catch there by Tylan Liddell.
And I was just going to say, I pointed to him right before the play started because he had a good matchup over there. I said, you know, he's a tall drink of water. He goes about 6'4". He's going to make a tough matchup all night long, because these guys that are covering out on the ends here, like Trinity Teehee, and on the other side is Taryn Moses, they're not tall players. And if you get one up, they look like they go about 5'9 and 5'10 each, and you get that ball up there, that 6'4 frame, he ought to be able to haul it down. Nice reception and a good pass. Cody had a little bit of pressure, still got it away.
That'll be second down and four now from the 29-yard line. A handoff is Terrell Collins. Runs to the middle to the 20 and down at the 19-yard line. Enough for an Ironman first down. There on the stop is Buddy Van.
11 yards on the pickup, and as you said, a first down. Ironman knocking on the door. And Collins averaging 8 yards a carry early in the game. I tell you what, he's like a truck trying to stop him.
Boy, what a nice opening drive there for Nowata. Clock running with 7:45 to go in the first. No score between Nowata and Vianne.
And how nice to see these crisp white lines out here that we can tell where the ball is.
Thank goodness. Wait till November.
I know. Everything's still nice and green in August. That's hard to believe.
Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Here comes the blitz. Smith, and he's sacked immediately at the 28-yard line. And there the first to get him is Dakota Brown, the senior 6'3", 210-pound defensive end.
And that was a bust in the protection, Adam, because nobody laid a glove on him. And he's too big to miss.
So a loss of
about eight yards.
It'll be second and 18 from the 28-yard line. Really the first miscue of the day for Nowata, but again, a great job by that Vianne front four.
Well, and the first time the Ironmen have been behind the chains, so we'll see how they react to this adversity.
And four wide receivers now for Nowata, two on each end. It'll be second down and 18 from the 28-yard line. There's a snap. Cody, pass, and incomplete. That was broken up there by Ryan Cloud, and a 6'2", 195-pound junior, and now Nowata facing their longest third down of the season. It's going to be third and 18.
Well, a whole host of Ironman players checking into the ball game. We've got Petey Knight back in at tight end. There came also Matthew Holland and Xavier Mathis into the ball game.
Now Nowata, let's just have one wide receiver.
Look for that little jet sweep here to Wyatt Sanders.
Here's a shotgun formation. Sanders goes in motion. Handoff to Terrell Collins. He's not going anywhere. Might have gained a yard to the 27, maybe the 26-yard line, but still well short of the first down. They had to get to about the 11. And now a big decision here for Matt Hagebush. I'm sure you're going to have to go for it here, because the kicking game, even from a year ago, was kind of
mediocre.
Yeah, you can call it that way, but looks like Nowata will go for it. Well, a gain of one will be fourth and 17.
River Simon was not fooled on that play. He's playing middle linebacker for the Wolverines, and he stuck his nose in there and stuck Terrell pretty good.
Huge play for this opening drive here for Nowata. Fourth and 17 from the 27-yard line. They got to get to the 10-yard line. Again, a shotgun formation. Handoff is to Terrell Collins, and Collins is not going to get anywhere. He might have gained two to the 24-yard line. And it's going to be turnover on downs as Vian does their job to stop the Ironmen on their opening drive.
Well, it was a good drive for the opening drive for the Ironmen. The only thing is, you give up a sack like that and lose eight or nine yards in a hurry, and you can see how difficult it was to make that back up.
So now it's Vian's turn. We'll have the ball from their own 24-yard line, first and 10 from the 24. And it looks like it's going to be Garrett Mills, the starting quarterback for the Wolverines. And we're going to have movement on the line there by Nowata. It looked like Jackson Straw moved first, so it's going to be an offside penalty against Nowata.
Got our first penalty out of the way there.
So offsides against Nowata. We have a first penalty of the year.
We don't need to help Vian any on offense.
So now you're going to make that first and five from the 29-yard line. Wills now goes for a long pass, and the pass is intercepted by Ethan Foster at the 45-yard line of Nowata territory. The intended receiver was the tight end, Dakota Brown, as they threw it to the right side. It might have been overthrown just a little bit, but Ethan Foster there at the right place at the right time to get that interception and the first turnover of the night for the Ironman.
Well, Ethan Foster was out height on that play, but he got a hand up there, tipped the ball, and as he was falling backwards, caught the ball, intercepted, gives the Ironman first and 10 at their own 45-yard line. And I had no worries about us defensively, Adam. I think this is a very solid squad. We got some fantastic athletes. Now let's see if we can punch this in for six.
Well, they have got 55 yards to do that. First and 10 with 5:49 to go in the first quarter, no score. Smith now scrambles to the left, now throws down the middle. The pass is caught by Wyatt Sanders at the 34-yard line. Enough for the Ironman first down.
Got some laundry on the field over here.
The flag on the field that's on at the 43-yard line. Let's see what that flag is all about. That was thrown right in front of Vian's sideline.
Well, if that stands, that's a 20-yard pickup. Nice catch by Wyatt Sanders. Good check down by Cody.
Sideline warning against Vian. So that play will stand. It'll be a first down, Nowata.
I tell you what, early Cody is 3 for 4, and we've got 5 first downs in the first half. The Ironmen, the only thing they're going to do is hurt themselves so far. Vian not been able to stop them, with the exception of that sack play.
Been a fast first quarter so far. 5:30 and counting here in the first quarter. And again, no score. Two wide receivers this time for Nowata. Again, a shotgun formation for Cody Smith.
I like how Cody kept his cool and step up that time, Adam.
Now the snap. Throw is to Sanders, and the pass was way overthrown by Sanders on the right side. There covering him was Ryan Cloud, and it'll be second and 10.
Just a little case. It didn't quite get his feet set and overthrew wide a little bit. I don't think he would have gained much. Looked like Trinity Teehee, the corner over here on the near side, had that one sniffed out as well.
So it'll be second down and 10. Ball at Vian's 35-yard line. Second possession for Nowata. They began their opening drive of their own 20-yard line, but they were stranded on 4th and 17 from Vian's 27-yard line. Shotgun formation. Sanders now in motion. They hand it off to Terrell Collins. He'll run to the middle to the 30. He's still on his feet and scampers to about the 29-yard line.
That's
so well short of the first. Actually, they'll spot the ball at the 30, and you're looking at about a 5 yards short of the first down.
We've not seen anything off the edge by Terrell Collins yet. I'm anxious to see how he does with that. We've run mostly between the tackles with him so far.
Zen Callahan, along with Xavier Mathis, now in the ball game for Nowata. They'll start Mathis as a wideout on the right side. Third down and 5 from Vian's 30. Callahan in motion. They'll hand it off to Sanders to sweep to the right side to the 25, down to the 24-yard line. Enough for an Ironman first down.
Nice carry, just got in behind. You know, Wyatt's not a big kid, and he gets in behind a couple of those big wide bodies on the front line. He's a little hard to find before he's got 3 or 4 yards, and he just nosed it forward across the 25. And we've got another set of 4 downs for the Ironmen.
4:25 and counting here in the first quarter. Again, no score. If you're just joining us, Nowata in their second possession of this game. Two wide receivers, one on each side. First and 10 from Vian's 24-yard line. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. A snap. Smith, he's being pressured. He's got to get away. He's not going to get away. He's going to be sacked all the way to the 38-yard line. There to make the tackle was River Simon, but also on the assist there by Jacob Curry.
And I think a little inexperience on that play. Early he should have saw the pressure coming and just dumped it off over here and threw it out of bounds. He had people over by the boundary. He just should have dumped it off. But, you know, that'll come with game experience.
That's a loss of 12 yards, and it'll make it second down and 22 from the 37-yard line. Again, if you remember back on the opening possession, it ended up being second and 18 and then third and 18, and no one couldn't capitalize after that.
We've got 4 seconds to get the playoff.
There's shotgun formation, handoff, actually a pitch there to Zen Callahan. He'll sweep to the right side and gain maybe a yard to the 34-yard line. And there on the tackle was Bodie Vant.
He lost the ball, but the side judge over there pointed to the ground saying he was down.
Gain of 3. It'll make it 3rd and 19 from the 34-yard line. Again, clock rolling with 2:50 to go in the first quarter.
Well, we can send Wyatt in motion, fake that little jet sweep, and maybe dump it to Petey Knight over the middle and see if anybody's paying attention to number 7 out there for the Ironman.
Huge play here for both teams right now is Nowata now 3rd and 19. They got to get to the 14-yard line for a first down. There's a snap. Smith throws, pass over the head of Zen Callahan. Actually, Xavier Mathis was the intended receiver.
And he'd have been well short of the first down had he even caught that, Adam. He was, I think he was a check down receiver, a little slant over the middle. He was well covered. Well, what do you got for fourth and long?
I don't know what you got for fourth and long. Now you're looking at 4th and 20 now from the 34-yard line. Clock stopped with 2:27 to go, but Nowata has to get to the Vian's 14-yard line for a first down. And it looks like that Nowata may just pooch kick this one, and that's what they're going to do. And Cody Smith, and that's going to be a nice punt and a nice bounce at the 1-yard line. But they're getting that recovery for Nowata was Archie Agnew. But what a punt, though, by a spooch kick there by Cody Smith.
That was a great call there on fourth down, and they've dropped them deep in their own territory. They have it at their own 1. Great call by Coach Hagenbush.
So Vian will have the ball for the second time, this time deep in their own territory from their own 1-yard line with 2:17 to go in the opening quarter.
You know, sacks undid us both drives, Adam.
Let's see what Garrett Wills, the starting quarterback, will do here under center. Along with him will be Rain Cloud. Hand off this time right in the middle to Cloud. And actually, it's a quarterback keeper, and he's not going anywhere. He's stuffed just short of the goal line.
Yeah, he may have lost a half a yard. Yeah, he did. Look where the referee's or the official's foot is over there. He lost a yard. So Garrett Willis with a loss of 1. I tell you what, the Ironmen aren't going to let him out of there.
Under 2 minutes to go, 1:50 exactly to go here in the first quarter. No score between Nowata and Vian. So Vian stuck deep in their own territory. But let's see what that Ironman defense can do here. Second and 10 from Vian's 1. Under center is Garrett Wills. Wills now pitch off to the right side, and they're going to beat the tackle to the 10. Beats one tackler to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, down to the 27-yard line. That's Taron Moses on the sweep to the right side. They hand him dead right in their own end zone, and he made them miss a couple of tackles, a gain of about 22 on the play, enough for buy-in first down.
Adam, you called it. Tylan Lydell would like to have that one back, as would Ethan Foster. They both had great containment and just let him get away out of the end zone. Like, had him dead, I think, is what you called it.
They had him dead. They had him there for safety. First and 10 from Vian's 22-yard line. A receiver on the right side. Handoff is to Moses. Boom, down he goes at the 25-yard line. He may have lost a couple of – he lost at least 3 yards.
Jesus, Jacob Barnes was like trying to run through a closed door right there.
How huge was that tackle there by Jacob Barnes? He really came up big in the state championship game back in December against Davis.
They're just going to give him a loss of one on that, but I sure thought he lost a lot more.
Clock rolling now with 33 seconds to go in the first quarter. Vian will have to snap one more time.
Right back where we were a while ago, second and 11.
Second and 11 from the 27-yard line. Pitch to Moses. He'll sweep to the right side to the 30 and knocked out of bounds at the 34-yard line. That will stop the clock with 13.7 seconds to go. That was Ethan Foster there on the stop. You're still looking at about third down and about maybe seven.
And they think they see something on that left side of the Ironman defense, although the guys that were on the left side on that 26-yard run were on the right side as the Ironman flipped their linebackers. But good pursuit over there. Finally got him out of bounds. He's obviously their perimeter guy. He's got some speed to burn.
So third and six now from the 33-yard line.
Pretty big play for the Ironman defense early in the game.
Huge play here offensively here for Vian. Moses in motion. Willis, he'll keep it. And he scampers to the right side. Goes over a couple of Ironman players to the 35, and he's down at the 37. So he's about a couple of yards short of the first down. But that's the way the final seconds will be. We have played one quarter of play, and it's no score between Nowana and Vian. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country KRIG. Welcome back to Nowana Ironman Memorial Stadium. A great crowd here tonight as we kick off the 2015 campaign. We started as we did back in the first quarter, no score between Nowana and Vian. But now we're looking at, for Vian, a fourth and one from their own 36-yard line and see what they're going to do. It looks like they're going to punt this ball away.
I don't think the Ironmen are going to bite fully on it. They're in a kind of a safety mode here. Wyatt Sanders is going to trail back in case there is truly a kick, sending a man in motion.
Watch the fake here. Now they get the snap. They are going to punt at this. It's a high kick. And it's going to take a Vian, actually a Nowana bounce to the 42-yard line in Nowana's territory. So Nowana will have the ball first and 10 from their own 42-yard line. And with 11:53 to go to halftime, again, no score.
The Ironmen have been able to move the ball, I won't say at will, but very effectively on the ground. They're shot themselves twice in the foot by taking big sacks.
Third possession for Nowana here in this game. They'll start from their own 40. Actually, the 41-yard line is where they'll officially mark it. Shotgun formation. Handoff is Terrell Collins. Actually, it's going to be a quarterback keeper as Cody Smith keeps it, and he scampers to about the 42-yard line, a gain of one. Looks like Shelton Skaggs there to make the stop.
I think he really wanted to give that off to Terrell, but he thought he saw something, and as he came down the line, there was no hole there, and he got a yard.
Looks like Zen Callahan along with Xavier Mathis back in the game for the Ironmen. Clock rolling with 11:15 to go. No score between the Ironmen and the Wolverines. Glad to have you aboard here on KRIG and also online, BartlesvilleRadio.com. A receiver on each end on second and 9. Shotgun formation. Smith now rolls to his right, throws a pass, and it's overthrown. And a flag on the play. Looked like that Mathis was the intended receiver, but that pass was way over the head of Xavier Mathis. That could have been picked off, but let's see about the flag first.
Somebody got a hand on it for the Wolverines, but I'm not sure who it was. It's going to be an interesting call here. They're talking to the Nowana side.
Now we'll see what the flag is all about as Kevin Lynch, the referee, will make the call for us. Pass interference against Nowana.
Ooh.
It's going to be a loss of down, too. So that'll be third down. Didn't see that coming against Nowata.
A 15-yarder.
That's a 15-yarder penalty. That's their second penalty for 20 yards. Now you're looking at third and a country mile.
Shoot.
From their 27-yard line. So you're looking at about third and 24.
Yeah, I think the Casey's convenience store in Bartlesville is actually closer than the first down marker at this point. Jiminy Christmas.
So you're looking now that they got to get to the 50 for a first down. Third and 24 from the 27-yard line. And a busted play in Smith.
Oh,
and
no.
The ball comes loose. And I think Vianne has picked it up. Well, that was a busted play from the starting.
Yep.
Yes, Vianne picks it up. So the first turnover for Nowata. Now each team has one turnover. And Vianne now for the first time in this game has excellent field position.
Well, that's an understatement. My goodness. Everybody went left. Cody opened to the right and nobody to hand it to or pitch it to. And he tried to make the most out of it. And it wasn't good at all.
So Vianne will have excellent field position. They'll start it from their own. Actually for Nowata's 29-yard line. Willis is the quarterback, and Willis is going to actually, before the play,
offside.
It's going to be offsides against Nowata, I believe. Yeah, it is.
Third penalty.
It'll be a five-yarder for Nowata, and that's their third penalty of the night. Now we make it first and five from Nowata's 24-yard line.
Two offsides in that. I never did get who they were calling that pass interference on, were you? Did you?
I don't know.
Xavier Mathis was
Xavier
the closest
Mathis.
Person, but I didn't see it.
Mathis was the intended receiver, and I wonder if he pushed off first before trying to get the catch. But anyway, now it's first and five from Nowata's 24. Handoff is their fullback, actually a quarterback keeper to Willis. He stripped up at the 21-yard line, and nice tackle there by Petey Knight.
Willis almost broke that as he faked into the interior of the line to McCorders. And fortunately, Knight was there to trip him up before he got to the yard marker. Gain of about three, looking at about second and what, two there?
Second and two from the 21-yard line. Clock rolling with 10:20 to go to halftime. And no score between these two tradition football teams.
I think they're going to maybe take a timeout here,
Adam. Yeah, I think... Vianne had too many players on the field, so they're going to call a timeout. Timeout, Vianne with 10:11 to go to halftime. And again, no score between Nowata and Vianne. Coming up at halftime, we'll give you the first half numbers and also something special that we're going to be previewing this coming football season. So you want to stay tuned to that here at halftime.
You know, we've called McWaters a couple of times thinking he had the ball. So far, they've just used him for a decoy. Moses has been their go-to guy on the outside. Willis has done the bulk of the work between the tackles. And nothing fancy. Just come right at you on the ground.
You know, really, both teams haven't been fancy that started this this first game of the year. You know, just trying to figure out what you can do, what you can't do. I think both teams have done very well on that.
Well, as you said early on, this would be the second scrimmage night for both of these clubs traditionally, and here we are in what we're calling 0 week playing football for that counts on the record.
You know, we're going to probably see a lot of teams do this next year. We're not the only game that's going to happen here tonight. Of course, Westland Christian playing 0 week. They're hosting Wright Christian in Bartlesville. Second and two now. Handoff is to actually it's going to be Moses getting the handoff. And Moses scampers around, breaks a couple of tackles, dances around, out of bounds at the 18-yard line.
Again, they had him wrapped up in the backfield for a loss, and he turns it into a 6-yard gain and a first down. He's shifty.
Terran Moses, a 5'8", 145-pound junior. So he's got some dancing steps over there, if you want to call it that.
He looks like it's like trying to tackle motor oil. He's gonna, he kind of gets away from you.
First and 10 now from Nowata's 16-yard line. This is where Nowata's defense has really got to get going here. After a turnover there by Vian, they have an excellent field position. McWaters under center, first and 10. They're going to pitch it this time, and there to make the tackle as a loss there. Jacob Barnes there on the tackle, and he read Bodie Van like crazy. Just read that perfectly, and a loss to about the 26-yard line. A loss of 10 on the play. They'll make it second and 20. But did Jacob Barnes really read that play or what?
He shot through there like he came out of a cannon. I didn't see who had the ball. Was that number 7 that had that?
Yeah, that
Bodie
was Van.
Yeah, he got swallowed.
Second and 20 now from Nowata's 26. Play Holy. Action. And Willis passes incomplete. Now the flag comes in. And you probably heard Tim Howell say holding. And I think you'll have to decline that one. That was way overthrown. And the intended receiver was Dalen McWaters.
I was trying to help Kevin Lynch. I wasn't sure he saw that. Yep, he got it.
So the penalty will be declined. It'll now be third and 20 from the 26-yard line.
I'll tell you what, the Army had a good pass rush, and Terrell Collins would have had his first sack of the season had they not had him by the jersey. I think that was Zach Griffin on the offensive line had a good handful of that maroon jersey.
Boy, you saw that, partner. Now third down and 20 from the 26-yard line.
Yeah, my eyes aren't real good, so you know if I can see it, it's pretty obvious.
That's why I got you here.
All right, here we go. This is a big play for this Ironman defense.
Willis under center. Willis now pass, and the pass incomplete.
Get on it.
A little scoop pass, and they're going to say it was a forward pass incomplete. That was very close to being a lateral there.
Brad Woodward, the line judge, was very emphatic over there to make sure that we all knew that was
the intended receiver was Trinity Teehee. And now you're looking at fourth and 20 from the 26-yard line. More than likely, Vian will go for it here. With the clock stopped with 8:54 to go to halftime and no score.
It's been kind of like the old heavyweight fights, like the old Ali fights. The first couple of rounds, just kind of fill each other out and jab a little bit. Nobody's really trying to throw the haymaker yet.
Here we go, fourth and 20. Willis goes back to pass, throws from the left side. The pass is broken up, incomplete. And good job there by Wyatt Sanders to break that pass off. The intended receiver looks like was Trinity Teehee, and ball goes back to Nowata.
I think that was actually that 35 looks like 33, but I think that might have been Archie Agnew back there. But whoever it was, I tell you what, read that play beautifully, stride for stride with the defender, and got a hand up to break it up and give the Ironman the ball. Fourth possession, and you know, Wisely, if he had intercepted that, he probably would have been down at about the 3. That was just a great, just to knock it away so we get it back out here about 26 yards farther.
And in either case, Nowata Vian turns the ball over on down. So now looking at first and 10 from Nowata 26-yard line. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Terrell Collins, the lone setback. Now hand it off to Collins, and he's not going anywhere. That Vian defense was there as three Wolverine players there to get him. The first to get the stop was Shelton Skaggs.
Yeah, Shelton there. Jacob Curry's there. I mean, they smelled that one coming.
Actually, they're going to say a loss of 1. It'll make it 2nd and 11 from the 25-yard line. Looked like he may have lost 3 or 4 on that. But
and something's changed from the early going because we were having excellent luck or opportunity going up the middle with Terrell his first couple of carries. You know, he gained 7 and 6 and 11 on his first 3 carries. And they've changed something in the interior.
2nd and 11 now from the 25-yard line. Now looks like quarterback keeper Smith runs to the right, to the 30, to the 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35. Knocked out of bounds to the 29-yard line. What a run there by Cody Smith at the first long running play for the Ironman. And that's enough for a first down, a 45-yard gain by the junior quarterback, Cody Smith. And now we got a flag on the play, and this may come back, and it's against Nowata. Legal block, looks like.
Way back here.
They're going to throw the flag at the 35-yard line. That's a spot of the foul. Boy, that's I didn't see that, did you, buddy?
No. So they give Cody 9 yards and mark off 10, so it's a loss of 1. Wow.
So a legal block against Nowata on the spot of the foul. So you're looking at about like a 1 yard penalty, really. It's going to be 2nd and 12 from the 24-yard line.
Gosh, that's four penalties for 35 yards on the Ironman already. Man,
here we go.
What a run.
Yeah, nice run by Cody Smith. But it's going to come back. 2nd and 11. Handoff is to Darrell Collins. He runs to the middle to the 30 and scampers at the 34-yard line.
Picked up 10 of it.
About a couple of yards short of the first down. I think they'll spot this at about the 34. So 10-yard gain. It'll make it now 3rd and 2. Clock running with 7:25 to go to halftime.
And that looked more like what we saw at the very first of the game with Terrell. And looks like that right side of the Ironman line may be getting a little bit better penetration in the defensive side of the ball than the left side at this point. But it's early.
3rd and 2 from the 34-yard line. Get a shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Snap. Handoff is Terrell Collins. Runs to the middle to the 40. Still on his feet to the 45. And finally down at the 47-yard line, enough for an Ironman first down. But what a strong move and a running play there by Terrell Collins.
Well, I'd say he looked like a bull in a china closet at that point. It took about 5 guys to get him down. They were just jumping on his back by the time he hit the 40.
And a 13-yard gain for the junior tailback, Terrell Collins.
Great
first
run.
1st and 10 now from Nowata's 47-yard line. And clock rolling with 6:35 and counting. Handoff is actually quarterback keeper to Smith. Runs to the middle to the 45, down at the 43-yard line. I'll tell you what, that was a good fake by Cody Smith because Terrell Collins got hammered at the 45-yard line. If they would have gotten the ball to Collins, that would have been a loss.
What was nice is that was a true read of the option there, and he saw just what we saw up here. Stuck it in the belly, pulled it right back out, cut up, and made almost nine yards on the play. Cody may be a little shaken up. He kind of bent over and grabbed his knees. He seems to be all right now.
Yeah, he's one tough cookie.
Yeah, he is. He's a good kid.
2nd and 2 from the 44-yard line. Handoff is to Sanders. Scampers to the middle to the 40, has a first down to the 35, still on his feet, and he drags about 4 or 5 Wolverine players to the 31-yard line, enough for an Ironman first down.
Wow. I mean, you expect that kind of a run out of Terrell Collins because he's kind of a big, muscular, framed kid, but Wyatt just, I don't know, he looked like a pack animal, those guys hanging on him.
Gain of 12 on the play. That'll make it 1st and 10 for Vian's 32-yard line. 5:35 to go to halftime. Again, no score between Nowata and Vian. A receiver on each end, 1st and 10 from Vian's 32-yard line. High snap, hands it off to Sanders. Runs to the middle to the 30 and gets crunched up there at the 22-yard line.
He may have a first down.
It's very close.
They're saying move the chains.
That's a 10-yard gain, enough for an Ironman first down. Well, again, a strong move there by Sanders.
Like Coach Hagenbusch said, you know, he was kind of the unsung hero for the first 6 games of the season, but that Vian game last year in week 7, he really came on. We've got a timeout, Adam.
And the Vian was going to call a timeout. They didn't see what they liked there defensively. And we will take a 30-second break. 5:14 to go to halftime. No score between the Ironmen and the Wolverines. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Ironman Football on K-Rig. Welcome back here to Nowata Ironman Memorial Stadium. Great crowd here tonight. Vian fans also traveled 2 hours away to come here tonight. They brought in some good fans as well. And a good game here between Nowata and Vian. No score. And Nowata, again, pounding the door once again. But, again, they have not scored in this game.
Something I saw just before the timeout three or four of the buy-in players were kind of bent over, holding onto their pants like they were trying to catch some wind. I know it's early in the season. It's hot. It's humid. It's around 80 degrees. But I tell you what, Ironmen are moving the ball pretty well on the ground right now.
So Nowata back on the field after Vian took their second time out. And it's first and 10 from Vian's 22-yard line. Cody Smith under center along with Terrell Collins and Wyatt Sanders. Get a shotgun formation. Ball is loose. And Cody Smith somehow got it and recovers at the 25-yard line.
He lost about 3 yards, but more importantly, he kept the ball.
Lost 3 yards, so it'll be second and 13 from the 25. And stay with us here at halftime. We'll have our first half numbers, and then yours truly and Evan Farbach will have a little feature for you.
That's something you don't see much out of Jacob Barnes as a bad snap. He's pretty solid.
Second and 13 now from the 25-yard line.
Adam, if you're Vian, do you take a chance right here and call a run blitz and try to stop what's going on?
You should. I mean, they've got a solid defensive line. Smith keeps it, spins around, and he's down at the 25. Made no gain on the play. And there on the tackle is Garrett Willis. Actually, he may have gained a half a yard, and it'll be third and 9. Actually, it'll be third and 12. So he did gain a yard, so back to the 24-yard line.
Well, we had one too many white shirts in the backfield, and that looked like Zach Griffin, the nose tackle, made penetration, got past Jacob Barnes. He may be wearing on Jacob a little bit.
Third and 12 from the 24-yard line. A receiver on each end, a shotgun formation, play action. Smith, and yeah. We're going to have a flag on the play. We're going to have a holding call, and Smith goes out of bounds, and he's crushed at the 20-yard line. And, yeah, we're going to have a flag on the offensive line in Nowata.
Yeah, Jacob Curry beat Jacob Barnes to the punch that time, and Jacob just had to hang on to keep his quarterback from getting killed. It was a nice tackle, though.
Yeah, that was a good tackle. Yeah, that was a good tackle.
I think they call that a takedown in wrestling.
See what Vian will do. Holding against Nowata, they're going to accept the penalty, and it'll be third down.
And from the spot of the foul, amounts to about a 12-yard penalty.
They're going to spot this at the 41-yard line, and now you're looking at third and a country mile. Look like put the ball all the way to Tolala, I guess.
Well, no, that's Watto was first. So,
oh, okay. Third and 27 from the 41-yard line. Now a wing T formation now for the Ironmen. Smith keeps it and has it at the 30, and that's where he'll be stopped at the 30-yard line. So yep. He gained about 11 on the play. So still well short of the first down. They got to get to the 18. So again, fourth down. Looks like about 16 on the play.
You know, I think Cody wrapped it up with both hands early, like he expected to get hit early in the run, and nobody was there. And he had the presence of mind to kind of turn it up and make a little something out of it. And it looks like the Ironmen are going to let the play clock run down and maybe pooch kick it.
Well, they may call a timeout here.
Yeah, they're going to let it run down and call a timeout with about 1 second to go on the play clock, and there it is. Well,
the play clock went to zero, so they may just take a delay.
Yeah, he wanted the extra 5 yards for the kick.
So a delay against Nowata, be a 5 yarder. So now you're looking at fourth and 23. About the 36-yard line is where they put the ball there.
Well, that way he didn't have to stop the clock and kind of continue to run and
keep that timeout too.
Yeah.
Nowata has two timeouts while Vian has one. Fourth and 23 from the 36.
Cody had now a great
snap,
kick earlier.
And it's a little pooch kick right down there. And then there does make the stop at the 1 yard line again. That's going to be, oh, they're going to say it's a touchback. He just crossed the end zone. And boy, nice try, though, by Wyatt Sanders. But that little pooch kick didn't work. And
he got a little more roll on it that time.
But it was more of a line drive punt than a
kind of looked like one of your iron shots.
Yeah, that's true. My iron shots are line drivers and goes over the green and not enough of my golf game. So, so Vian will have the ball first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. 2:18 to go to halftime. Still no score.
Well, for fans that don't know, you are the unofficial mayor of Knowwhat out there on that course.
And it looks like a handoff. Actually, a quarterback keeper this time is Willis. And he gained about 5 to the left side of the 25-yard line.
I'd be surprised if Vian gets very fancy right here. Less than 2 minutes to play now, down around your own goal line. Let's just see if we can get it out of here. If we make some yardage, then we might try a little something.
Yeah, if they have a huge play in this possession, take advantage of it. But clock is certainly a factor with 1:45 to go to halftime. It had been a very defensive battle here between Nowata and Vian.
Vian has just one timeout left, too.
Under center is Willis, a receiver on the right side. And Willis is going to keep it, spins around, breaks a tackle, runs to the right, to the 30, has a Vian first down.
Got about 8 yards on that. They keep him in bounds, though.
That does stop the clock, and it'll give a Vian the first down.
Well, I couldn't tell if he was trying to hand it to McQuarters or fake it to him because couldn't tell who that was on the Ironman front line. I'm sorry, that is Lucas Owens was in the middle of things, kind of sorting through the running backs that he found the one with the ball, but he's got there a little too late.
So first and 10 from Vian's 33-yard line, and now the clock rolls with under a minute 20 to go to halftime.
They're not getting in any hurry, are they?
No, they're not.
Of course, this may be a lull you to sleep, like we're not in any hurry, and then throw it down deep along that one sideline.
Teehee on the left side on first and 10. Hand off, actually, it's going to be a flip.
Nobody there.
And Teehee has it. He runs to the left side of the 40.
Ball.
And the ball comes loose, and I think no one has picked it up. What turned out to be a huge play for Vian ends on a fumble recovery there by no one as somebody batted the ball away. From Bodie Vian.
Yeah, he had a 16-yard pickup and then just coughed it up.
Well, how huge was that? It looked like they had no water there to beat.
Yeah, they took Teehee and ran him down the field and ran off our corner. There was nobody there.
Now the clock stops with 53.6 seconds to go. Now you're at midfield. You're right at the 50-yard line. And no water again with their opportunity here. So, again, a shotgun formation from Cody Smith. A receiver on the right side. Sanders in motion. Play
there
action. Sanders still going. Actually, it's Smith has it. Smith now scrambles around and gets to the middle to the 46-yard line. Boy, he had somebody wide open there for Nowata.
That was Petey Knight, the tight end. He was wide open. 4-yard gain, that's better than a loss, but he had a person to hit.
So second and 6 now from the Vian's 46-yard line.
You know, he looked like after he checked down the field, he should kind of dump it off to Wyatt Sanders over here in the left flat, but Wyatt was looking up field like he expected a pass and looked around, and now Cody's running with it, and we've got a timeout.
Timeout called by Nowata with 18.3 seconds to go to halftime. Now keep in mind, Vian won the toss. They will have the ball to start the second half.
And this is not a derogatory statement, but it looks like it's Cody's first start at quarterback. He's got a little few bugs to work out. We've been spoiled. We've seen the same kid for 4 years under center and taking snaps and running the offense. And it's a whole new beginning to start your first varsity game at quarterback. I'm sure a few butterflies, but he's doing a great job. Just he had a man open. He just probably didn't want to enter. Risk the interception, but Petey was open down the middle.
I want to remind you fans to be sure to tune in right here on Real Country K-Rig this Wednesday afternoon from 1:30 to 2:30 for our coaches show live from Arvest Bank in the main lobby of Arvest Bank. We want to invite the fans out there to meet with Coach Hagebush and myself, ask some questions. Coach Hagebush, as from time to time, we'll bring some players as well. So be sure to join us between 1:30 and 2:30 on Wednesdays.
Did you get any free samples for them? I mean, they give like some $50 bills or $100 bills?
I'll have to talk with Mike Boltinghouse about that. But I got some popcorn, by the way. Popcorn and water.
Well, that's always better than a Ben Franklin, right?
Yeah.
Not so much.
I'd like to have a Ben Franklin about right now.
Hey, we got second and six, 18.3 to go in the first half.
Second down and six, ball at the 46-yard line in Vian's territory. A receiver on the right side, Smith now in the shotgun formation. The snap, Smith now rolling, has plenty of time, now throws down the middle, has a man caught at the 20-yard line. I'm not sure who caught that. It looked like that's Tyler Linden, Lindell. It's Ethan Foster there on the reception. Didn't see the number there, but
26-yard gain too.
And now timeout called by Nowata. That's their final timeout with 8 seconds to go. I couldn't tell the number there, but it was Ethan Foster there on the reception. But a good pass there, good crisp pass there by Cody Smith.
What a great time to get your first reception of the year. Big play. Now you got 8 seconds. What do you got here for us, Adam? You're the coach. What are you going to call?
Well, first and 10. You got Vian's 20-yard line. Do you take a chance and throw the ball in the end zone? I think you have to. With 8 seconds to go to halftime and at least have some points on the board as you go in the locker room.
Well, the middle of the field, the last two pass attempts has been wide open, so maybe we can get Petey Knight down the seam. Ball's right smack dab in the middle of the field as well.
Yeah, it's right at the 20-yard line.
No one is out of timeouts.
Both teams, actually, of course, Vian has one timeout left. Yeah, no one is out of timeouts. But I think you have to give a chance to throw the ball in the end zone. I'll give it to Petey Knight. How about that?
I tell you what, he was wide open a while ago. We'll see. Well, Petey's not out there. We got Wyatt Sanders wide to the right. You got Matthew Holland over here. There's Ethan Foster in the right slot and Terrell Collins on a wing.
First and 10 from Vian's 20-yard line. Again, a shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Cody now throws to the left, and the pass is incomplete. Well, that was a dangerous pass, though, by Cody Smith. The intended receiver looked like was
Ethan Foster.
Ethan Foster.
What in the cat here was that? Did somebody drop their set out of their ring? Or wow.
I think somebody
batting down the hatch, didn't they?
Down the hatch upstairs. And I can't, boy, it scared the heck out of me.
I want to say thanks to Ron Williams and the rest of the Nowata Athletic Department that got us these nice lamps to be able to see what we're doing up here in the press box. I can actually read what I'm writing.
Yeah, I do too.
That's not exactly
true. I think also to Coach Ty Hewitt, the athletic director here at Nowata. Second and 10 now from the 20, 2.4 seconds to go. Receiver on the left side. Smith, pump fakes. Now he rolls to his right.
There's a man.
And he throws it down to the end zone and overthrows the intended receiver, Ethan Foster. And that's the way the first half is going to come to a close. So your halftime score, well, we started like it did back in the opening quarter. It's Nowata nothing and Vian nothing. We're going to take a two-minute timeout and begin our halftime activities. And you're listening to Nowata Ironman Football here on Real Country, K-Rig.